Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Right. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well, help them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess. I like that. Teach them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Give yourselves a round of applause for that one then. So the Olympics was all about how to inspire a generation. My name is Action Jackson. With my team, we go around inspiring students across the country to see the light, to work hard, to put down the BlackBerry, the Xbox, and just spend a bit of time creating your future. Most of us, I can't be bothered, man, it's long. I don't want to do it, I'll do it later. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But today I want to talk about how to inspire a generation. But when we say inspire a generation, who's meant to do the job? It's not MTV, because they're not doing a job. It's you guys, the teachers, the parents, the leaders, the mentors, the educators. They're the ones doing the job. But the question is, who's inspiring them? Because they get tired as well. They get frustrated as well. So here we go. My favorite phrase is, I am amazing, I am good enough. So please join me. Everybody say, I am amazing.
I am amazing.
I am good enough.
Because
there are times in our lives where we don't feel that we are amazing. We don't feel that we're good enough. So we go through that moment of self-doubt. My job here today is not to talk about the next generation, but to talk to the people who will be inspiring the next generation. And that's you. Do you feel amazing? Do you feel that you are good enough? The run-up to Christmas is always a crazy one. Teachers pulling their hair out, can't be bothered. Countdown, advent calendar. I've got my own one. Cross, cross, cross. Can't wait. The pressure is a lot. There are three things I want to share. First is the story. Second is your state. The third is your strategy. Story. The gratitude game. Most people, they talk about what's wrong. Woke up this morning, it's cold. I woke up this morning and I tweeted, ooh, this is the kind of frosty weather that I just need. It's so fresh. This is the kind of fresh you needed on your drink during the summertime. And I tweeted that because I know most people complain about the cold, but I start off my day by being grateful for what I have. Are you grateful for what you have in your life? That's why I play the gratitude game, because the gratitude game allows me to change my mental story. Things are bad, but they're not that bad, because we're used to being conditioned to start thinking about what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. When are we going to start focusing on what's right? When is the last time you looked in your trophy cabinet instead of looking at the scorecard? Because when you look in this trophy cabinet, you begin to realize that you are a hero. You are amazing. You've got what it takes. But sometimes you don't feel like it. For the next generation to be inspired, you need to be inspired. Story, state, strategy. What state do you want to be in? I mean, I can mode. Everybody say, I can mode.
I can mode.
There are times where I wake up in the morning, I have to catch the 5:30 train. I live in Dagenham. Taxi picks me up at 4. And I'm happy at 5 in the morning. Yeah! That's because I tuned myself into the I can mode. See, when you change the story you have about yourself, you are constantly going to be in the I can mode. Some of us go to bed with our to-do list. Don't do that, please. Leave the to-do list by the door. Switch into I can mode because that's who you are. Everybody say, I am amazing.
I am amazing.
I am good enough.
I am good enough.
Story, state, and strategy. Because when you find the right state, you are in the right mode. Some of you might have seen this. First comes a dream, then comes a struggle. Then there is victory. But the problem is most people give up during the struggle, never knowing how close they were to victory. The only way you'll fail is if you quit. Please don't quit on being amazing. I would like to thank you for everything you are doing for our generation. Yes, it's not an easy job. They can wind you up. I spent the weekend with my goddaughter, took her to a memory course for 2 days, and half of the 2 days I spent saying, sit up, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, gosh, is this what your teachers have to do every day? Then I realized that there's one of you next to me, but there's thousands of them in a classroom every day. I'd like to finish off my speech by saying, no matter what, is going on and life has got the noose around your neck, feel free to say to the world, I am amazing. My name is Action Jackson. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Follow that one. Right, well, we're going to entire 2 minutes of 30 seconds.